Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It is confession time on the show. Time to come clean. I'll start. Sometimes I shake my Fitbit to make it look like I reached my target of 10,000 steps. I know you're surprised, but it's true. And ever since watching the movie Jaws in grade 9, I am cautious when climbing into a lake or a bathtub, even the shower. Well, here are some hilarious admissions from honest people. Rose says, I had 2 ice cream bars left and 3 kids, so I ate both ice cream bars. Andrew admits, I alternate between 2 different McDonald's so the employees don't think I eat there every day. Lori says, I told my 81-year-old mother that California uses a different internet so she'd stop emailing me cat pictures. My husband and I sometimes wake our 1-year-old daughter in the middle of the night, Josie says, because we miss her. Aw, that is so sweet. We tried doing that when our kids were teenagers, but they wouldn't wake up. Steffi says, I keep a fork in my purse just in case cake happens. Curtie says, when I FaceTime with anyone, I'm really just looking at myself the whole time. I had a dead battery collection when I was a kid, says Rich. I would spread them out on my bed and just stare at them. I don't know why that seems so funny to me. Mary confesses this. Sometimes when I'm cooking, I talk out loud to a fake camera and pretend that I have my own cooking show. Beautiful. Dennis admits, I ordered underwear online with overnight delivery because I didn't want to do the laundry. I guess that was a brief confession. Well, when we hear the word confession, we don't think of trivial, innocuous admissions, but of serious matters that we need to make right. One of the reasons I love speaking in prison is that I'm surrounded by men who don't need convincing when they hear the verse, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. 3 preachers met for lunch. During the conversation, one of them said, our people come to us and confess certain sins and needs. Let's do the same to each other. Confession is good for the soul. Of course, they all agreed. You go first, said the other two. So he confessed that he had stolen money from the offering plate. The second preacher said, I sometimes gamble at the races. The third seemed hesitant to confess, but when pressed, finally admitted, my sin is gossip, and I can hardly wait to get out of here. Oh, man. Well, when we focus on the grace of God, we can't focus on the sins of others. All of us have sinned, and the discipline of self-examination and daily repentance is the way we make forward progress in the Christian life. Even in the trivial confessions I've listed, there's a recognition that we fall short. And when we do, we confess our sin to God in true repentance, and get this, we are forgiven. Psalm 103 should cause the corners of our mouths to curl upwards into a liberating smile. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve, for his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. Wow. Soak in that today, would you? Confession is good for the soul and the body and the spirit. So make things right today. Kathy did that when she told her husband, sometimes when I'm sick of doing laundry, I just fold your dirty clothes and put them back in the drawer.
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.